Or, and I found myself doing this even in college. There's this guy that was quite a bit older than me that I looked up to quite a bit. And in college, I would always think, I wonder if he were here, what decision, what would he make? What would be his choice? Anybody ever done that? But you see, God didn't ask me to be like him, did he? God asked me to be me. And that's the thing about you. God asked you, to be the best you that you can be. You see, God esteem, folks, is when you look at your life from God's perspective. That's God esteem. Tell me, how much God esteem do you have? Have you looked at your life from God's perspective? Have you really looked at your life, or are you like the person who looks in the mirror and immediately upon walking away forgets what you look like because you're not listening to God's perspective, right? You're listening to other people's perspective of your life. You hear what I'm saying today? Do you hear what James is telling you? You see, James is telling us that the place to find God esteem is the perfect law, the law of liberty or freedom. What is that law for us? For James, it was the Old Testament. For us, guess what? We hold this up every Sunday, and what do we say? You will never what? You will never be the same. How about making it happen? That's what James is telling us this morning. Make that a reality. When we say, this is my Bible, I am what it says I am. I will never be the same. Never, never, never. Do we mean it? Are we looking in a mirror and walking away and forgetting what we look like? You see, Jesus says, why do you call me Lord, Lord, and not do what I say? You see, it's only when we look intently into the Word of God, right here. It's only when we look intently into the Word of God, the face of Jesus, that you hear these things. I have plans for you. I have plans for you, says the Word of God, to prosper you. To give you a future with hope. That's what the Word of God says. The Word of God says, I wove you together in your mother's womb. I knew you before you were born. That's what the Word of God says. I knew you before you were born. You see, when we listen to God, we have God esteem. We are empowered to live free lives. We are empowered to allow those shackles that are already defeated. Amen? We are allowed to have those shackles. If we allow it, those shackles fall free, and we are literally free. But I'm asking you, why don't we live like we're free? Why don't we live like people who have God esteem, that knows God's perspective of our lives? You see, when we live free lives, we are empowered. We are empowered to be doers of the Word and not merely hearers who deceive themselves. You see, I call you today to set yourselves free. Now, that doesn't mean that you're doing the setting. God's done that, right? What did we celebrate a couple weeks ago? Easter, and what's that about? What did God do? Conquer death. What else did God conquer? Sin. God conquered sin. God conquered death. Wow. What would happen? No, I'm serious now. What would happen, honestly? What would happen? What would life be like if we lived like that? Think about that. You know, every once in a while, I have some wisdom, and it's right out there, and then all of a sudden it's gone. Anybody ever experienced that?
It's right out there. And I'm like, oh, yes, God. Wait, no, don't go anywhere. And it's gone. Right?